Okay, so made it through the King and Greystones for the Gavin Glynn Foundation at the weekend, and I have to say, quite enjoyed parts of it as well, actually, but I'm feeling a bit stiff today, Adam. What would your advice be?
Well, first of all, Laura, congratulations on your taking part and result. Yeah, it's very easy after a triathlon just to sit on the couch for a week. The calories can really sort of pile on then. It doesn't do you any good just to sit and do nothing. So what we did with you today, Laura, for example, is got you moving again, did some cardiovascular gentle exercise, and then did a little bit of upper body sort of weights and core, which you wouldn't use a massive amount except for your swim. But your legs would be feeling stiff today, am I right?
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah. So my advice to people generally is to get up moving again. Nothing too vigorous, but keep moving or your body will stiffen up.
Okay. That you mentioned the calories. I saw on the watch that I'd borrowed from someone, oh, these are the calories I've got. And the temptation then is to go, well, they're what I've got to play with.
Replace them. Yeah, the thing is, you will feel a little bit hungry after an event like that, but you really haven't burnt that much in it because you spent a couple of days beforehand doing nothing, tapering like we spoke about last time. So you've actually, often people with races actually put on weight because they haven't done enough exercise around the actual event. And you've really only been exercising for just over an hour and 40. So you haven't, you know, really burnt that much.
I don't like what you had to say there. Can we go again? Right, okay. What's next, I suppose?
Yeah, people like yourself need a challenge to keep motivated. And when people have a challenge, when I see people who have a challenge in my work, they approach each workout with more vigor because there's that slight fear of failure. Everyone has a fear of failure. So a challenge really overcomes that and makes each training session count. King of Greystones, for example, is a local community event that we had 257 people get involved in. You know, that's a virtual event. That's people who may not have moved that day or done anything on that day. So this sort of, I encourage not just gym work, but getting out there in the community. It's sort of community integrated fitness type scenario, and King of Greystones being a great example. But there are plenty of other events around the country. I'm not saying there'd be as unique as the King of Greystones, but there's plenty of other options to move and challenge yourself.
Because the mindset you've been trying to move me into, and I like the thought of it, is that it's not just about constantly training in the gym burning, getting your strength up. It's about an all-round fitness that's then going to contribute to these things.
Yeah, so I like to get people functionally fit so that they can go kayaking and not drown, and their arms won't give up, or they go swimming, or they go cycling, or climb a mountain with your kids, or part of a group, a fast group. So you should be able to turn your hand anything without injuring yourself and knowing that you've a good chance of making it because you're training all the time in order to prepare for that.
Okay. Everest next. I see you've got some Alpine Peaks challenges on your wall there. Maybe, you know, we might aim for that next.
Yeah, well, mountain expedition is sort of another level in that there's a lot more technical preparation needed because it can be quite dangerous. These are places above 4,000 metres. They are harder for rescue services to get to. So there is that inbuilt challenge. But when people do these challenges, they're more than fit enough because they've been scared so much into it. And that comes back to the challenges that we've been talking about, that it's good to set a high bar so that you train harder as a result in terms of challenges. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for your help with the training for the triathlon.
You're welcome. Well done again.
Thank you.